This is KCUR 89.3. A prominent Kansas City musician recently opened a storefront at 18th and Vine, but the Jazz District's new retail shop isn't run by a jazz artist. KCUR contributor Bill Brownlee spoke with the entrepreneur, Walter Edwin, whose rap name is The Popper.
The Popper has been releasing music for almost 25 years. He's prolific, and he loves to boast about his hometown. So when he decided to open his store, he named it after a signature song, I'm KC. There's not a lot of retail at 18th and Vine, so its opening at the end of March called for a celebration and a prayer from the Popper's 82-year-old mother.
Father God, I've been around a long time, and I am so proud of this generation.
Politicians also showed up. State Representative Brandon Ellington congratulated the Popper for keeping economic development in the community.
We weren't around talking about Gucci. We weren't around talking about Nike. They ain't hiring us. They're not putting economic incentives in our community.
The Popper says he's proud to be able to open a store in the Jazz District.
I can be on Vine, where my mama always talk about, with all this history. I was like, oh, okay, that's right on time.
It's a small shop, with Popper's branded gear along the walls. He says he knows tourists who come to this corner want something that reflects its historic location.
Phone cases, keychains, pins, hoodies if you want to look like a fool in the summer. My whole collection of Popper CDs, which is plenty.
The I'm KC store was years in the making. Besides putting out more than 24 albums and mixtapes, the Popper owns and operates the Landmark Records label, whose other artists document the rougher aspects of Kansas City street life. Drug abuse made for high noon showdowns. It can't identify me, only got the pronoun. A black male, yay high, dressed in black attire, jumping out the helicopter. Meanwhile, the Popper has proudly assumed the role of an elder statesman and considers his experience to be an advantage.
I've been around, and I know all the history.
This includes wisdom passed down from his mother.
She always told me, she was like, you never can think you're too big that you can't return back to the streets. And I never understood what she was saying, but I ain't never gonna burn no bridges.
In 2016, the Popper collaborated with two battle-tested local rap stars on one of his biggest songs. Kansas City was a track on a Tech N9ne album that also featured Rich the Factor. Yeah. We bring the energy, the electricity, the votes. We the Kansas City heartbeat. We Kansas the Popper made waves with the lyric about the namesake of Troost Avenue. Troost was a slave owner.
Google up that history. I had a chance to drop Knowledge and Game, you know. Troost was a slave owner. Google up that history. I actually had that line like 3 years before, you know, I ever recorded it. I just had it satin'. And I don't mean sitting, I just had it satin', just satin' back. And I'm like, man, when the time come.
He's proud that the song was used as a rallying cry at area sporting events, including Chiefs games. A victory for our hometown, if they didn't know me,
now they know me. It's like I felt like we was planting a flag, you know, in Arrowhead Stadium.
Now he's planting his flag at 18th and Vine. When he thought about opening a storefront there, he found inspiration at Country View Market, a convenience store at 58th and Swope Parkway.
I know it sounds crazy. I think it's the safest place in America. It's like it's a landmark to me.
He strives for a similar atmosphere at his I'm KC store and marvels at the advantages of operating a conventional business.
I've been hustling dark alleys and garages, and you gotta sneak and stuff this in here. And I'm like, now I'm at a place where you can hustle this in public.
He says this might have been what he should have been doing all along.
I got too many advantages. Like, why did they, what was I thinking about this whole time? And the rest is history.
18th and Vine doesn't have a great track record with retail storefronts, at least recently. But maybe the Popper is exactly what the district needs. I'm the one inside the studio drinking our love. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Bill Brownlee. The O, the O, the P, the P.